Great headline in Politico about Matthew Bartlett, one of the principals at Darby Field Advisors, that he's running Washington, D.C. from a cigar room. Of course.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that true?
You know, the things they print these days, all I can say is every morning starts with Jackie.
How are you, sir?
Excellent, excellent. You know, we got a lot of hot air down here in D.C. We're known for that, but today seems like a whole different ballgame. Quite a mess.
You know, I wanted to have you on, just obviously fun to have you on as a Republican analyst and expert, your partner, of course, Democrat. We'll get him on. We should do the two of you together, by the way. It would be like Hannity and Combs. That's what's missing. No, seriously. That's what's missing, you know, in national media is both together. But listen, I'm interested in the New Hampshire primary. You're from the state. You come home often, but you're in D.C. You're in that perch of Washington, D.C., seriously. And kind of what's the take from there on this evolving Republican presidential field and on the Democrat side with Biden and the DNC wanting to skip New Hampshire? What are the insiders? That's what I'm after, Matthew Bartlett. What are the insiders in D.C. thinking as they observe, you know, DeSantis now and Chris Christie, Mike Pence, Tim Scott, Haley, Trump? I could go on. What are they sensing about the Trump factor in this primary? Let's start there.
How funny you ask, because, yes, I've been home, you know, about once a week now in New Hampshire, been with Nikki, been with Tim, seen Ron, seen Trump several times. And what do the insiders in D.C. ask and say? They say, what's going on in New Hampshire? What do the people of New Hampshire think? So it's kind of the opposite. Everyone wants to get a good feel of this race. What do things look like on the ground? We have had former President Trump running for 6 months unopposed. It seems to have been the worst strategy that every other campaign and candidate has had. Mm-hmm. And finally, some of these men and women have jumped in the race. And yay, the New Hampshire Olympics every 4 years, right? We are at opening ceremonies. I think the voters that I talk to, my friends, my family, our typical New Hampshire, and that we don't know who we're voting for yet. There might be some affinity for the former president, but no one will doubt or tell you that, you know, he doesn't, you know, sometimes step all over himself and be his own worst enemy and cause many of his own problems. Mm-hmm. And people can be, you know, Trump voters aren't stupid, but many of them are sick and tired of making the stupid argument and stupid defense over stupid issues. In 2016, it was build the wall, it was free trade, fair trade, you know, no more endless wars. Now it's like, of course you should pay off a porn star and not be charged, or yes, that classified information is his material.
Yeah, but
you know, it's kind of wearing thing. We're going to see what happens.
Let me jump, Matthew Bartlett, to the classified information, the documents, because I asked Mike Pence about it live this morning. So the DOJ is forecasted pretty much telling Trump, the former president, you're a target in this probe. And I don't know the legality of it. I'm not saying there's enough there or not. But let's hypothetically say they indict Donald Trump in the classified documents. Don't most people out there, whether they install granite for a living or do cervical disc surgery, don't they remember after Mar-a-Lago that not once, not twice, not three times, but four times in the home and offices and even the garage of Joe Biden, the current president, there were classified documents? Isn't that a wash in the average person's mind? I'm not talking about motive.
Yeah.
If they just charge Trump, doesn't that play into his wheelhouse to say, oh, here they go again. Yep, here they go again. They're obsessed with me, political witch hunt.
Sure,
he raises
sure.
more money as numbers go up. Don't they realize this, Merrick Garland and the Justice Department, or not?
Yeah, you know, a few things I'd say. One is there is a huge difference between what happened with Joe Biden and Mike Pence, where they go, hey, lo and behold, we got some classified information. FBI, why don't you guys come on over and pick this up? We don't know how it happened. It was a mistake.
Can I just I do with Brad Card to get him going? That's inside baseball, Matthew. You're too inside. You're too plugged in.
It is totally inside baseball.
What you just said may be right.
Why don't you ask Hillary Clinton how explaining away her home private server was and how the entire nation said, you know what? I don't know. I don't care. But it's a lot of drama. And next, I don't want your personal business when I'm voting for president. It's a lot of nonsense. Some people go, yes, it should be his. Boy, the funniest thing I ever saw was him on Hannity. And Sean Hannity said, Mr. President, I don't think you said bring me that box of classified information. And Donald Trump goes, I absolutely did say that, Sean. And Sean says, why don't we change the subject? And he goes, because it's my information. Now, the president's going to have his way. It could supercharge the base. It could supercharge his fundraising. Could get a whole bunch of new defenders. But in a general election, is that a message that you want to go to the American people? Well, ask Hillary Clinton how that went.
But again, if I'm the average person, don't I sense a double standard here? They've been talking about Hunter Biden for years. They're not doing anything. Joe Biden had classified documents. I mean, I don't even need to go on. And, you know, Trump always gets charged. And doesn't it just, I mean, I wouldn't want to pay Donald Trump's legal fees. It must be like a third world nation's economy, what he pays lawyers. But, and I'm not saying it's good in the long term, but that, again, it just seems to, I guarantee he's going to raise a lot of money if they indict him, and it's going to boost him even higher in the early states. I may be wrong.
Listen, you may be right, and I listen to you every day. My gosh, you're you know, far more right than you are ever wrong. But who knows? New Hampshire voters are going to sort this out. This is not 2016. We have had several significant, a lot of upside with the former president and a lot of significant downside. And I do not know any Trump voter that doesn't admit, you know, the guy just can't shut his mouth. The guy just causes all these problems. Mm. Can we find ways as Republicans to win and deliver conservative policy for the American people without getting caught up with porn stars and classified information? This reminds me of the Clinton years.
Yep. Real quickly, Sununu not running for president, now out, and will play a role here. How did that play in Washington? Because, you know, you remember when the flirtation was there to run for U.S. Senate, and then he did not. How did that play in D.C.?
Yeah, it's always funny, the governor's relationship with Washington. There's a bit of a love-hate, right? And maybe he feels the same way. And the people in New Hampshire are lucky that he, has been a record-breaking governor. And who knows, he might actually go for that fifth term and truly set the record.
I doubt it. I doubt it.
He has been, at first it was like Sununu for president, and everyone had a good laugh. And he kind of went out there and made the case and did a tremendous job, not just with Fox News, but with CNN, with MSNBC, with outlets from the Washington Post to conservative outlets, getting his message across. And people, it was Bill Maher, and he was quite compelling. And people said, hey, there's a reasonable, rational, conservative governor who can win. He is not running right now, but let me just float this out there. Boy, it looks like he's going to play the role of a kingmaker, and many people have said this is going to be the most sought-after endorsement in New Hampshire, maybe political history. If, for some reason, Republicans do not win in 2024, if Chris Sununu runs one more time, saves the state, keeps us Republican, looks like he could be set up very nicely for 2028 with a much longer runway than this time. But who knows?
All right, real quickly, what's the feeling of Joe Biden and Vice President Harris? And why does she have such a limited role? I mean, I said yesterday, it's like the most limited, invisible vice presidency I've seen in about four administrations. Is Biden got the lock on this nomination, or is something going on behind the scenes with people like Jamie Dimon and others?
There's a lot of hope in there, a lot of hope in this town. But, yeah, people know there's a problem. Father time is undefeated. You do not grow younger. And people look at Joe Biden, even Democrats that have been happy with his policy performances, and say he just does not look up to the job. And they go, okay, let's look at the vice president. And they take a look at her, and then they say, let's hold our breath and keep going. Like it or not, he might be the most electable Democrat that is out there right now. But a lot is, left unsaid.
Yeah.
It's a very, very risky ticket. Neil Levesque has said it many times. Joe Biden is a problem right now,
For the Democrats.
Exactly.
Why do I think we're going to hear that line Governor Sununu said on the show the other morning when I was pressing him on, Donald Trump in these early states? And what do you say? A vote for Trump is a vote for Vice President Harris, because he said it's clear Joe Biden will barely get to the starting line before he bows out given his health.
You know, what a great point. You know, we have two, old, elderly, 80-something-year-old presumptive frontrunners, one in the current president, one in the former president. And I don't know anybody that wants either one of these guys for president. No one is excited for a lame duck term of an 80-something-year-old. So this is prime for disruption, and our state does that better than most.
Yep.
So who knows what's going to happen? All I can tell you is it's going to happen in New Hampshire, and it's probably going to be happening on your show on a daily basis. So look forward to it.
All right. Matthew Bartlett, Darby Field Advisors. Great sage stuff. Thank you, Matthew.
All right. Thanks, Jack.